An old saying has it that an itchy nose means you're destined to kiss a fool. Another claims if your palm itches, you're going to come into some money. A study released this week sheds a more scientific light on itching and gives one explanation as to what goes on in our bodies when we have that irresistible urge to scratch. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has the story.
Ethan Lerner is a dermatologist at Harvard Medical School. He spent his career trying to understand how and why we itch. Lerner says itching evolved as a way to protect us, to make us scratch.
To remove bugs of various types that are trying to feed off of us or burrow into us.
But sometimes the itching seems to have no apparent purpose. Lerner says think of eczema or the constant itching you get with some cancers and in chronic kidney disease.
A very high percentage of people who are on dialysis have intense itch, which is very difficult to manage.
He says scientists know very little about what's actually going on inside our bodies when we itch. It's a complex circuit that links the skin to the brain.
If we view itch as a puzzle, there are many components. These include the skin, the immune cells in the skin, the sensory nerves that extend from the skin to the spinal cord.
Lerner says these nerve fibers that are just below our skin sense all sorts of changes in our environment. If someone turns up air conditioning, you feel cold. It hurts if you prick yourself. Now, scientists have long thought that itching probably involved the same nerves.
We were particularly interested in a set of neurons that are responsible for detection of not only itch, but also temperature and some types of pain.
That's neuroscientist Mark Hoon. He's at the National Institutes of Health outside Washington and one of the authors of the study. He and his team decided to look more closely at what these nerve cells were doing. They started working with lab mice. Soon, things got really interesting. They discovered that some of the nerve cells they were looking at were producing an unexpected molecule.
Natriuretic polypeptide B, it's a very long name.
NPPB for short. It's found in the heart and kidneys, but Mark Hoon had no idea what it was doing in these nerve cells. So he used genetic engineering to create a mouse that didn't make NPPB. And watch what happened.
We tested it for hot, for cold, for pain.
All normal.
And we tested it also for itch.
The result was surprising. Things that made a normal mouse burst into frenzied bouts of itching had little effect on the mouse with no NPPB. Parts of the itch puzzle had begun to fall into place. NPPB seems to be a specific itch molecule, and the small group of nerve fibers producing it are a special itch highway between the skin and the spinal cord. Mark Hoon and his team report their findings in this week's Science magazine. When Ethan Lerner, the Harvard dermatologist, read the study, he was excited.
I would say it's fairly big.
Now, it's difficult to tell as yet whether this works in the same way in people. But if it does, Lerner says blocking this molecule or the nerves producing it could be a way to help patients with acute and chronic itching. In the meantime,
I never tell a patient not to scratch an itch. If you have an itch, you need to scratch it.
Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
And you can see a video of the itchy and the non-itchy mouse at npr.org.